What's up, everybody? It's Jason McLaren with This Show is a Disaster podcast. Today we're talking about emergency preparedness for older adults and people with disabilities. So 2 days ago was the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. So I wanted to talk about this a little bit because, as you know, with elderly and disabled individuals, they need a lot more support when something is going on. So first, you want to make sure, you know, how you're going to communicate if you have a communication disability. That kind of rolls into my next topic of all the different language barriers. I know there's language interpretation softwares out there like Google Translate and LanguageLine for those in the professional fields. But how are you going to communicate with someone that is using sign language? Maybe you have to have an app on your phone for that, or learn a little bit of sign language so that you can do that basic communication. There's things that you need to know, not only as a responder, but also as the individual that's evacuating or doing any kind of emergency preparedness task. So make sure you have a plan for that. How are you going to communicate? You know the basic language, know the basic signs and verbs and words for different things that you need. Then planning transportation if you need help. A lot of people don't have cars when they get older, or they're not able to drive for some reason. So making sure that you have that in your plan. Who's going to give you a ride if you have to evacuate an area? Who's going to give you a ride out of that flood zone? That sort of thing. Plan that. Make sure that's in your plan. Then you're going to also have to talk about your assistive devices. You may have oxygen tanks or wheelchairs or walkers. You want to make sure that you've got a plan on how you're going to get all that stuff. So going back to my transportation thing, does the person that is going to pick you up, do they have a tiny smart car and they're not going to be able to fit your wheelchair in there? You need to make sure you have all that kind of figured out beforehand. And then even if you don't have to evacuate, think about power outages. Talk to your healthcare provider and make sure that they know, or they've told you what you need to do in case there's a power outage. Does your oxygen producing device run on oxygen? Some of those are battery powered or plug-in powered. Do you have a CPAP machine? Is that something that you have to have every night that's powered by electricity? Any of those devices that are electronic, make sure that you have alternate power sources for those. They sell these uninterrupted power supplies. They are pretty pricey, but that's something that you may need if you have a lot of power outages in your area that you want to be able to plug your device into and get that little bit of extra time out of it, and maybe bridge that gap from when the power goes out to when the power comes back on. You also want to inform anybody that's on your emergency contact list of your plan. Going back to the power, you can actually, with a lot of providers, get your name on a list and it will let you know of any power outages in your area. Make sure that, if you have a caretaker, see if they can get their phone number on that list so that if the power goes out at your house, they get an automatic text alert or email telling them, hey, the power's out at that house, in case you can't get a hold of them. So make sure that when you're building your kit, if you're disabled or elderly, or you're responsible for someone in that category, make sure you got their provider's information also, their healthcare providers, all the medicine, doses, any allergies they have. Make sure the serial number and the type of medical device they have is also written down, because if there's any kind of recall while you're evacuating or in this disaster, you want to be able to help with that. Then you want to go into any first responders. So if you're in your house and you have some situations at your house, say you are deaf, you want to have a sign on your door that says that someone deaf lives here. And that way they know that, you're not going to be able to hear them yelling for you or trying to help you. Have those signs out there. Make sure that food, water, and essentials for you and your pets is available. And any service animals, make sure that they've got anything they need, because they're going to have to travel with you, right? They're a service animal. So make sure that they have all the exact same stuff, food, water, medicine, all that kind of stuff. Any medicine and battery chargers, like I said earlier, make sure you have those backup power supplies. And copies of all your medical cards. I know some people keep these things in a drawer at their house or in a filing cabinet, but make sure you have at least a copy of them in your wallet or in your purse, able to take with you, so that you have that on you and you're not trying to figure it out as the disaster is happening. So with all that, that's Jason McLaring signing off. Thanks for joining me today.